You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The sounds of amazement electrify the soul when a sight beyond words is placed before our eyes. We with oohs and ahs watch an exploding sunrise or a radiant sunset or a loud and booming rainbow of colors fireworks display or witness the birth of a child or a death-defying act under the big top. Usually the words to describe these events are awesome, radical, unbelievable. These are the words of the 80s that describe the spectacular, the mind-boggling, the once-in-a-lifetime events that catch us by surprise and leave us with memories never to be forgotten. Being with Jesus as he walked this earth must have been one full day of amazement and surprises as he fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and having 12 baskets of leftovers after everyone was finished eating. Or watching him turn water into wine at a wedding feast, where the host ran out of wine early in that feast. The disciples must have anticipated each new day with Jesus, wondering what miracle of God would take place today as he walked amongst the sick and hurting people of his day. The oohs and the ahs of the crowds of people must have been heard around the world as the blind were given sight, and the lame healed, and the deaf received hearing from the hands of Jesus. The disciples must have stood mouth opened in awe as Jesus gave life to a girl who died, and new life to a man crippled from birth, who now could walk and leap along life's path where before he had lived on a cot, begging in the temple area. Yes, there was surprise and power in this Jesus of Nazareth, as he had compassion on the people of the world and taught a new life with God far different from the religions of his day. He talked about the kingdom of God now amongst them and how the poor in spirit would be given a life with God that would not end. He talked about himself as being the bread and water of life, that those who drank from him and fed on him would never again hunger and thirst. He talked about the Heavenly Father personally, and told the crowds of people following him that if you know me, then you know the one who sent me, you know the Father. Wow! His words were powerful and so full of life and hope, and his teachings brought surprise and wonder to a people waiting for the hope of Israel, God's elect, David's son, a prophet like Moses who would bring them deliverance and peace. Who is this Jesus who brought and still brings today the sounds of amazement and awe into the lives of people he touches with his presence and power? Jesus himself asked this question to his disciples as they were walking one day in the region of Caesarea Philippi. He said, "Who do men say that I am?" In other words, as we walk amongst the people and hear the words I speak and see the miracles of healing, who do they say I am? You can just picture the smiles on their faces and the joy and the pride in their voices as they quickly answer him by saying, "Some say you're John the Baptist raised from the dead. Others say you're Elijah, the prophet, who has returned to usher in the Messianic age. Others say you're a mighty prophet." The crowds knew that Jesus was sent from God, for no one could do what he was doing if God were not with him. Jesus brought the excitement that people had been longing for because they'd been without a prophet for a long time. And now they hope that this Jesus will be a sign that the Messiah, their deliverer, will soon be arriving. The disciples of Jesus were proud of their master and joyous over the crowd's reaction to his words and power. But this was not the answer to Jesus' question, for he was more than a prophet, greater than John the Baptist and Elijah. Jesus now asked them the second question. "But who do you say that I am?" you who I have chosen to follow me. You have seen what the crowds have seen and heard. You who I've eaten with and instructed. Who do you say that I am? The powerful answer to that question came from the fisherman Peter, whom Jesus had called after the mighty catch of fish and called him to be a fisher of men. Peter answered boldly and reverently, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." You could just hear the rest of the disciples say, "Wow, really? Could this be the Messiah, the long-awaited deliverer of Israel? Wow, unbelievable. We are in the presence of the Son of God, of whom John the Baptist said, 'Behold the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sin of the world.'" The unbelievable believable now stands before them, ushering in the kingdom of God and the deliverance of all men. Jesus tells Peter how blessed he is, for it was not in the seeing and hearing that Peter made this confession, but because it was the Heavenly Father who revealed it to him. The disciples of Jesus would never come to fully understand the Christ and his mission until after the resurrection and the ascension, when the Holy Spirit came and brought to their remembrance all that Jesus had said and done. But through faith, understand they did, and went boldly throughout the world, even unto death, preaching the power and life in this Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The awesome confession of Peter would become their confession, and the life and work of Jesus would live in their memories as they followed the Son of God, knowing for sure that they would be with him in heaven for all eternity. Their hearts were claimed by Jesus, and his new life and his mission flowed through their veins. That's the way it is when Jesus enters a life darkened by sin and cleanses it and claims it for his. This is the spectacular that continues today, and the response to his love and the response to this new life. Unbelievable that Jesus Christ can love me and call me to follow him all the way into the gates of heaven. Unbelievable that he offers me such joy and peace as he powers me and leads me through this world of trouble and sorrow, anticipating his surprises of healing and power in each new day. Are these the words that you express in being his disciple headed for heaven? Well, it all depends on how you answer his question that he addresses to you. But who do you say that I am? Do you go along with the crowds who followed him, that called him John the Baptist, Elijah, one of the prophets, a good man with a compassionate heart? Or has the Father revealed to you by the power of the Holy Spirit that he's the Savior of the world, who has come to take away the sin of the world, the Savior who through his death and resurrection opens up for you, as a gift, the gates of heaven? Yes, you see, by our power, this is the most unbelievable good news given to any person, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. This free gift of love God offers to you is hard to believe when we live in a world that says we get what we work for. The good news of Jesus Christ becomes believable only by the Spirit's power that enters our heart to receive such a message of love and power. To believe that God sent his Son to pay our debt of sin by suffering and dying upon a cross at Calvary, and then to be raised from the grave so that we too might rise to new life that will last for all eternity. Jesus Christ is true God and true man. And all that the Bible says of him is true, for our God made it and reveals himself to us in it. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the water and bread of life for every person who hungers and thirsts in their sinfulness for life with God. To miss this life with God through Jesus Christ is to miss life itself. It is to go through life in slavery to our passions and deceptions of the world. To wake up morning after morning, wondering if there's any purpose to life, and if life is worth hassling anymore. People today are defining the real as that which they see with their eyes. With their eyes, they are seeing injustices of every kind. They see the courts ruling in favor of the powerful, as the weak are being more and more oppressed and abused. We're seeing so much sorrow and suffering as we listen to the news or read the papers. People with their eyes off of a living God are defining things as hopeless situations, for their eyes are only seeing things as the world sees them, and that's deceiving. The good news for the world is this, that in this corrupt and confusing world, God offers a stable and confident path to walk on. He gives us new eyes to see what no human eye can see, and then places our hope and trust on this new sight of faith that focuses in on Jesus and follows his lead. Oh yes, in this world there are many paths to choose from, and they all offer the wing of excitement and where it's at to bring joy and peace. But there is but one path that leads to all that our heart longs for, and that path is Jesus Christ. This year, I had a young girl walk into my office with tears and anger in her eyes. As she sat down, she began to sob out her story of drugs, alcohol, jumping from one bed into another, and living in the fast lane of life. She cried out through her tears that she had been deceived, that the world and her friends and the exciting life that was offered to her was a lie, a deception. She lamented with sorrow all her paths that led her to her low self-worth, and she hated herself for what she had become. Through the teary eyes, she said she had contemplated suicide and ending her downward spiraling life. But she said, "Pastor, the song I learned in Sunday school kept going through my head as I held the bottle of pills in my hand. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Pastor, can Jesus still love me after all I've done? Can he still forgive me for the wretched things I've said and done?" Pleading, she asked again, "Can he? Oh, please tell me he can." Though the world had tricked her, misused and abused her, and could now care less what happened to her life, the Savior Jesus Christ was holding out his arms, ready to forgive and cleanse her, and take her hand to lead her back to the path that brings life, peace, and joy into an aching life of sin and sorrow. What a love! What a Savior! We too, like this young girl of 15, have often been deceived, and we've chosen the wrong paths and listened to all the wrong voices. We too have become wounded and scarred by a world which we call real. We've trusted in our own power and the power of others and the power of things and have come up empty and betrayed. If this is what you're feeling right now, then listen again to the unbelievable message that your God has for you. He calls you right now by name and says, "Come unto me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you." No matter where you've been, no matter what life you've lived, he offers you his love, and by the power of his Holy Spirit will change your direction and bring peace to your life of turmoil and bring hope into a life that has been shattered by sin. You see, he's real. He's the one who made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in it, and he's the one who made you. Not only did he make you, he also bought you back from sin through offering his son Jesus to pay the price you and I could not pay. And that's not all. He continually loves and cares for you daily and promises you by his power to direct and change your path to his path. He truly is unbelievable, by the world's standards, but dear friends, he is the only believable real in the whole world, and his love for you is real. Remember, we stated before how the Bible tells us how he healed the blind, the deaf, and the lame, how he performed so many miracles by his power that went against all the impossibilities, and through him became possibilities. Those same impossibilities today become possibilities through his power. He just didn't live back then. He lives now and forever. By faith, he offers his power to be flowing through you. Power to accomplish unbelievable things. Power to change lives. Power to change situations. Power to change you. In a world so full of imitations, he alone is the authentic real that exists. His power is real. When the Holy Spirit works faith into a believer's life, then and only then he comes to know and confess, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," and comes to know Jesus Christ in a believable way. His love becomes real. His forgiveness becomes real. His promises become real. His offering to us of a better way, a way of peace and joy, becomes real. And the more we follow him and his teachings and his ways, and the more we hunger and thirst, the more he feeds us and strengthens us on our pathway to heaven. We become stronger through his strength and power to meet the world head on and win through him. Courage takes the place of fear. Joy takes the place of sorrow. And hope takes the place of hopelessness. Wow! What an offering of life he promises us. This is the life that he offers you as a gift. This is the faith he offers you that is being sure of what we hope for and certain convinced of what we do not see. Now when he asks us the question, "Who do you say that I am?" we with hearts aglow confess with joy, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. You are the one who has the power to change my life and direct eternally towards the throne of heaven." Dear friends, he is for real. Though the world disclaim him and call him a myth and a fairy tale, don't you. Don't you. For he is life, and in him and through him all things have life. Just like the 15-year-old girl who was dying and wrenching in the death of what the world offered, and now has received life again in Jesus, so you and I can have this life in Christ as a gift. Faith grabs hold of this and believes with assurance that this life with God is eternal and that his love and forgiveness is forever. Jesus Christ has the power to change situations and calm the storms of life, but even greater, many times the storms go on and he calms the person. Believe that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, cares for you. What the world claims as impossible, he makes possible through his power. And all of this, done out of love for us poor, miserable sinners who deserve death, he gives us life. Radical. Unbelievable. Awesome. That's the words that describe our God. So who do you say that he is? You better believe it, for he is the Christ, the Savior of the world, who loves you. Unbelievable, but oh so true. Amen.